Fat black flies buzzed around the dead man's head.
Yep. Lefty Kelly was a high-strung feller to be sure, but a couple of barrels of buckshot to the belly calmed him down right quick.
Sam Flintlock's eyes moved to the corpse slung across the back of a Mustang horse.
A man can't get much calmer than that.
A dead man sure don't feel any excitement. Well, Lefty Kelly's outlaw days are over, and the news will come as a relief to the honest citizens of the Arizona Territory, and a warning to them as ain't honest.
You the one that cut his suspenders?
The man touched the brim of his battered black top hat.
Yes, I am. Lefty was a fugitive from justice, and he paid the price, poor feller.
He leaned forward in the saddle and extended his hand.
Name's Ebenezer Stone. Originally out of the Texas Llano River country, but now I reside right here in the territory. As you might have guessed, I'm an officer of the law, at least some of the time.
Flintlock shook the man's hand.
I'm Sam Flintlock. This here is O'Hara, who rides with me.
Stone gave O'Hara a long look.
Half-breed, ain't you, sonny?
Seems about right.
Seen that right off. I'd say your ma was Apache, and with a name like O'Hara, your pa was an Irishman.
So I'm told.
I got an eye for these things. Knew you was a breed, and I said so, didn't I?
He turned back to Flintlock, his long white hair moving across his broadcloth shoulders in thin strands.
And I heard of you. Heard about that tattoo on your throat, and mighty unusual it is, I must say.
It's a Thunderbird, and it goes back a ways. Barnabas, my old grandpappy, had an Assiniboine woman put it there when I was a younker. He figured it was a fine way for a man to make his mark. Folks would remember him, or so he said. I was raised rough.
And folks remember you favorably, I trust. That was the marshal in me talking, Mr. Flintlock. Feller who wears a star takes stock of men like you who were raised rough.
Well, lawman, so you know, here's how I stack up. Some say pretty bad things about me. I've been called out for a mean bounty hunter, gunman, outlaw when it suits me, and a wild man who's never chosen to live within the sound of church bells. All that's true, of course, but when you flip the coin, you'll find I have never betrayed a friend or turned my back on a crying child. I don't abuse dogs, horses, or women. When all the talking is done and guns are drawn, I never show yellow. At least I haven't so far.
Jibes with what I was told. Some good, some bad. I heard tell that you're riding all over the frontier trying to find your long-lost ma. Am I right?
You got it right.
And I heard you're a fair to middling gun hand and that you have a reputation as a bounty hunter who always gets his man.
For me, bounty hunting is only a sometimes thing. On any given day, it kind of depends on which side of the law I happen to be on.
And what side are you on today? If and you don't mind me asking.
The side that wonders why you gunned the feller hanging belly down across a Mustang horse.
Well, since explanations seem to be in order, I'm not a federal marshal or a county marshal, just the city marshal of a town to the northwest of here they call Dexter, after the Tin Pan who founded the place. There was a gold mine there once, but it played out after a year or two and the town played out with it. Now there's only about 100 people left, and a few of them are sickly. Long story short, Lefty Kelly here robbed the Dexter Bank and rode off with all the money. A grand total of $173.18. And a ham sandwich. The bank president's lunch.
You went after him for that? Less than $200?
The bank president is also the mayor, and he set store by that sandwich. I had my orders.
So the bottom line is you gunned down the poor son of a bitch over a ham sandwich.
Yeah, I did, but it didn't need to be that way. Mistakes were made. I told you he was a mighty skittish feller and prone to errors in judgment.
What kind of mistakes, and who made them?
O'Hara's sour expression made it clear that he didn't much like lawmen in general, and this one in particular.
Well, sonny, seems like Lefty made all of them.
Tell us, what were they?
Injun, are you suspicioning me? You think I murdered him?
You could say that. You told us that you're a lawman, but you're dressed up like an undertaker, and I don't see a badge.
Listen, sonny, a town with less than $200 in the bank don't give out silver badges. In the eyes of the Arizona Territory, I'm a sworn peace officer. Hell, son, you're giving me sass and making the same mistakes Kelly did.
O'Hara, let the man talk. Stone, if you did murder that man, we'll take you back to Dexter. O'Hare and me have fallen on hard times, and there might be a reward for bringing you in.
And good luck trying to collect it. Anywho, the engine is right. I dress the way I do because I'm also the town undertaker. And man and boy, I've always been an undertaker. I only act as city marshal. It's what you might call an honorary post, and that means it's unpaid. Except for a per diem allowance for feeding prisoners and the like. Only I never have no prisoners.
So, Kelly robbed the bank and you were acting as honorary unpaid city marshal when you went after him. At least that's what you're telling us. Then what happened? Since me and O'Hara are chasing a reward line.
Well, sir, Lefty rode a few miles out of town and then camped in the pines, bold as you please, on account of how he figured nobody in Dexter would have the sand to come after him. Fact is, he was boiling coffee when I came up on him in my capacity as officer of the law. Howdy, is I a fine day, huh? Well, he didn't answer, and it was shortly thereafter that the mistakes I was talking about earlier began to be made.
Kelly's mistakes are yours.
His. I don't make no mistakes. Leastways, in my undertaking career, I never planted anybody by mistake. Anywho, it seems that Kelly took me for a preacher or maybe a drummer, I don't know. But what he said was clear enough. Right on, he says. There's nothing here for you. Says I smelled your coffee. Says he, beat it. I only got enough for myself. Well, that was downright unsociable, and it was Kelly's first mistake. His second was that he'd taken off his gun belt and holstered revolver and laid them by his side previous. Are you gents catching my drift?
So far. Seems plausible enough, him not wanting to share his coffee and all.
Yeah, that was downright mean. And bad manners to boot. Somebody didn't raise that boy right, if you ask me. Well, I'm advanced in years, but lucky for me, I'm quick. An undertaker has to be quick. Box 'em and bury 'em afore they stink, you understand?
So you're quick. How quick?
Quick enough that it was only the matter of a moment to slide my shotgun from the boot under my knee and point the muzzles at Lefty's middle. On your feet, I said, and no fancy moves. But alas.
Alas what?
Alas, Lefty made yet another fatal mistake. He underestimated my skill with a shotgun and my resolve to bring him to justice. With one bound, he grabbed his revolver and was on his feet. He readied himself to shoot, but I was resolute and I let him have both barrels of the greener in the belly, and he fell dead on the ground. I broke open the shotgun, and I'll always remember taking out those two bright red smoking shells.
Stone shook his head.
I recall thinking how little lead it takes to kill a man and take away his past, present, and future.
Two barrels of buckshot in the gut will do that just about every time. Where's the money you recovered from Kelly?
Right here.
Stone reached into his coat pocket and produced a small canvas sack that bore the legend, Dexter Bank and Trust.
It's all here. And the bank makes a profit of 3 cents, the money that was in Kelly's pocket.
O'Hara, I tend to believe him. He even speaks like a lawman.
Yeah, he's telling the truth. The Kelly fella was too slow on the draw and shoot, and that done for him.
Stone gathered up the reins of his raw-boned nag and the Mustang's lead rope.
Been a pleasure talking with you, gents, but now will you give me the road?
Flintlock drew his horse aside to let Stone and the dead man pass, but the marshal drew rein.
You boys headed west?
Seems like.
Then I got a warning for you.
We know it's mighty rough country between here and the Painted Desert. Is that what you were going to tell us?
No. Anybody with half a brain already knows that. My warning is about a man. Well, maybe he's a man. Maybe it's something else. But he's pure poison. And that's my warning.
We bumped into outlaws before. Most of them were friends of mine.
The old man of the mountain is nobody's friend. He's at war with the world and everybody in it.
O'Hara's face changed from studied disinterest to shock. He knew the name.
He rides a tall black horse and carries terrible weapons. 2 Colt revolvers and a Winchester rifle that cause death and destruction wherever he goes. The old man of the mountain can command the thunder to roar and the lightning to strike, and he sits on a throne made of black iron, surrounded by the skulls of his enemies. He is very old, older than the rivers and the mountains.
You don't say. Well, then, you know more about him than I do.
The Apache knew and feared him. The old man once made war on the Mescalero and killed many people.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I can tell you that just about every stage holdup, train robbery, and busted bank in this part of the territory and West Texas can be laid at the old man's feet. To say nothing of scores of rapes and murders. 5 years ago, in the spring of 81, a cavalry major by the name of Obadiah Sutherland resupplied his men in Dexter, and had led 40 troopers west into the Balakai Mesa country where the old man is supposed to be holed up. He promised the town folks he'd bring back the outlaw's head and the point of his saber, but it was the major's head that came back, dumped on the mayor's doorstep by a galloper in the wee hours of the morning. Nothing more was heard of the troopers, as I recollect, all of them young, lively lads.
Well, thanks for the warning. The last I heard, my ma's headed west, and I am to find her. The old man of the mountain won't stop me.
Stone shrugged.
Your funeral.
He kicked his horse forward.
Well, good luck to you both.
Yeah, thanks, Stone. And good luck to you, too.